time for business news. Here's Conor Brophy.
Thanks, Sean. Newry-based First Derivatives, which sells software and provides consulting to the financial services industry, has reported a 22.5% rise in revenue to £56.5 million over the past 12 months. On that, it made a full-year pre-tax profit of £11.5 million, up 7% year-on-year. Among its products, First Derivatives sells software which helps exchanges monitor suspicious trades and potential insider dealing. It counts among its customers the Australian stock market regulator ASIC. Now, speaking of regulators, the last time he opened his mouth at a press conference in May, Ben Bernanke, the chairman of America's central bank, the Federal Reserve, sparked a sell-off that's wiped about $2.5 trillion off the value of global markets. Today, the Fed begins another two-day meeting of its Open Markets Committee, and investors naturally are nervous about what Mr. Bernanke might say afterwards. Well, to look ahead at what's going to go on at the FOMC, we can speak now to Brenda Kelly, analyst with IG Group in London. Brenda, Ben Bernanke's in a difficult spot here because obviously the reason for that sell-off was that he's been trying to lay out some sort of roadmap about when the US or Federal Reserve might start pulling back on this huge stimulus it's been providing to help kind of get the US economy into gear.
Absolutely, and I suppose in a way he's trying to temper any expectations for the last number of weeks since the 22nd of May when he first rolled out sort of markers that we would see some tapering at some stage in the game sooner rather than later. That was when we started to see the topping in the market and the recent sell-off that we've seen so far. So the two-day policy meeting, we're expecting to see that tapering will actually occur, but it's mostly about the actual interest rate that should be of interest. The first rate hike by the Fed is actually slated for late 2014. Or early 2015. So even a mild amount of tapering won't necessarily have such a downward effect on the markets. It's just the uncertainty that is driving the markets lower at the moment.
Now, I said a $2.5 trillion sell-off. I suppose you have to put that in the context of the huge run-up we'd seen in global stock markets since pretty much the back end of last year.
Precisely. If you've even counted since March 2009, we've seen the S&P 500 rally by about 140%. So any sort of downward correction by even as much as 15% is not exactly what we call a reversal and is only really kind of healthy and allows other investors to get in at a better level. So I think even in the year-to-date sort of scenario, I think the correction we've seen so far is very much keeps the uptrend intact and doesn't necessarily offset a lot of the rally that we've seen so far.
The trick here, I suppose, and what Ben Bernanke has tried to indicate that he's going to do is once the economic data and once the underlying economy is at a healthy enough point, then they take away the drip. But what signs have we been seeing in recent weeks from the US about how healthy or otherwise the underlying economy actually is?
Well, we've seen some mixed data so far, but I think unemployment seems to be coming on the good front. But I think it's mostly the housing figures that are the real the winner, I suppose, the bellwether of everything so far. We've seen home builders reporting a surge in business in June, and that pushed the number above levels that hadn't been seen since the onset of the housing crisis 7 years ago. And that yesterday was what was pushed the markets higher. So it was actually based on good fundamentals rather than bad fundamentals, which meant that we'd see further quantitative easing. But all in all, retail sales have been better. I think the US has pretty much recouped a lot of the economic success that we haven't really seen here in Europe. And I think in some respects, they will be the first central bank to tighten. And it's something we're going to have to get used to. But I think by the time it happens, it will be well and truly discounted into the market.
The big headline from an economic front at the G8, Brenda, was this talk of the EU-US trade deal and the steps that might take place to get that underway. It's been called a non-cash stimulus package on both sides of the Atlantic. Does that move the needle much in terms of what investors are looking at? Do people respond to that in a positive fashion?
Well, I'm sure it would be positive in the longer term. I don't think on an intraday basis we're going to see any big moves in the market, either in the FX area or the equity area. But certainly the idea of a trade talk or a trade deal, which could probably reach within a couple of years, is probably going to be a good thing. But nonetheless, I don't expect to see any market moves today on the back of it.
Now, you touched on foreign exchange there, and I know it's a touchy subject to bring up with an Irish expat living in London, but sterling very much moving in the wrong direction as far as we're concerned here at the moment.
Absolutely. We are anchored around the 85 pence mark at the moment. And obviously, if your debts are in euro and you're earning in sterling, that's not such a good thing. But nonetheless, inflation numbers over in the UK are exceptionally high, even comparison to the likes of the rest of the eurozone. So we're expecting today to see inflation numbers for May from the UK. And we're expecting to see an annualised rise from 2.4% in April to 2.6% in May, which is well above the 2% target. So I think in some ways that could underpin sterling and give it a little bit more strength in the lead up to the Bank of England minutes tomorrow.
Brenda Kelly, analyst with IG Group in London, thanks very much for talking us through that. Just the other currency news there, the euro, as Brenda mentioned, at around 85 pence sterling, and this morning at $1.33.5.